Each Friday, we listen to Lost and Found Sounds. The project is a collaboration between NPR and independent producers. Our search takes us across the nation and deep into the past. Sometimes we find sounds close to home, even at home. With Father's Day approaching, NPR's Susan Stamberg decided to hunt for a sound she hadn't heard since her father died 30 years ago. His voice captured on 78 RPM records and stored away on her porch.
This is where I think my dad's record is. Here there are a whole lot of teeny little, these must be homemade records, a Philco safety record, 78 RPM. So this he must have made at home.
Here in the chamber of
this is me. I must be about 7 years old here.
Grace Alice and Laughing Allegra and Judas with golden hair.
This certainly is not what, I didn't expect this at all, but let's see what else there is here. Sue Levitt, March 6, 1956.
To have a complete philosophy of life at the age of 17 would be, I feel, a proof of my immaturity and my adolescence.
Oh my goodness, this is, I think this is from a speech class that I took in my freshman year in college.
Somerset Maugham once said that life is like the complex pattern of a Persian rug, and that the simplest pattern is the most beautiful.
I'm looking for my father. I'm finding me. Here we go. I, Robert Levitt. Speakerphone recording and equipment. Susan and Daddy and Mother at the zoo.
On clear, bright days, Daddy and Susan make it a point to visit interesting places in New York City nearly every weekend. We had such a good time the first time we visited the zoo in Central Park.
He's kind of declaiming here. He sounds like the radio, the newsreel, the movie newsreel broadcasters of that day. The label, let's see, it says it was recorded November 23rd, 1940. So I was 2 years old.
We saw beautiful hornbills and lovebirds and macaws and many others with beautiful colored feathers. Then we went to the elephant cage, and here is where Susan had a lot of fun. The elephant would pick up...
And the other side, a speech by my father. He's written in The Penalty of Leadership. Play this side.
Whether the leadership be vested in a man or in a manufactured product, emulation and envy are ever at work. In art, in literature, in music, in industry, the reward and the punishment are always the same.
He speaks so beautifully, so clearly. And
the punishment, fierce denial and detraction. When a man's work becomes the standard for the whole world, it also becomes a target for the shafts of the envious few. If his work be merely mediocre...
He never went farther than the sixth grade. He had to leave school to support his family. His father got tuberculosis and had to go out west for better air. And so it was up to my dad. He went to work. First washing bottles in breweries, then working his way up, helping support the family.
Little voices in the domain of art were raised against our own whistling as a mountebank, long after the big world had acclaimed him its greatest artistic genius. Multitudes flocked to Bayreuth to worship at the musical shrine of Wagner.
Absolutely self-educated. And listen, he's talking about Whistler, Wagner.
While the big world flocked to the riverbank to see his boat steam by.
This is just amazing to me. My father is far more elegant sounding than I remember. He always was authoritative, entered a room and sort of took it over. Tremendous charm, tremendous personality. He was a salesman. He sold everything from silly little plastic trinkets that you put on a desk to phonographs, phonograph needles, real estate, whiskey. I mean, he really had a range. But to hear him now, to hear this voice, and think about that self-education, and to have him be talking about leadership and the values of leadership, and taking the time to sit down and write a speech about it, which I'm sure he presented to some group of salesmen or others somewhere, sometime. It's all lost in the mists now. I hear that formality in him. I don't remember that at all about him as his daughter. All I remember was the intensity of love and an intensity of attention that really never gets matched in your life.
Then we saw the hippopotamus, and Susan exclaimed, "Look, Daddy, he is in the messy, messy water. Daddy, I want to go in with him and take a shower bath." We all had a good laugh over this.
I believe that we reside most in our voice, that the voice conveys the absolute essence of who we are and puts you in the presence of a person far more than any still photograph, even moving pictures. We came across, my mother was digging around the bottom of her closet last year and found a long-lost shopping bag full of 16-millimeter home movies that my dad had made. And there was my father in those pictures. And I was so happy they were silent because I felt that I just would have been so overwhelmed by loss if I had heard him speak as well, the voice. And yet, here he is speaking. And yes, the loss is there, but a tremendous richness too, a tremendous warmth and a groundedness. So, hello again, Dad.
Daddy took Susan to the power show at the Museum of Natural History. And when Susan saw the flower, she was quite amazed and asked Daddy if the flowers could talk. Daddy said no. And she asked if the flowers had their lunch. And Daddy said yes.
Robert Levitt, from a recording rediscovered by his daughter, NPR's Susan Stamberg.